And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama. Man, solid conservative and just plain right. I'm talking about down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, over to Gadsden, parts of Mississippi, Tennessee, and Georgia, thrown in just for good measure. You like how I backed him around? I set him in the opposite order that time.
You did. I noticed.
Just winging it, man. No notes. I'm just letting it happen.
It caught me off guard for a second. I was like, what?
Wait, Mississippi. He said Mississippi first. Mississippi. Tennessee, Georgia. I got to get my foghorn leghorn on. You know foghorn leghorn? You know who that is? You're scaring me now. Now you're making me feel old.
Oh man, I
foghorn leghorn. I say hey boy, what you saying there, boy?
Wait, the cartoon?
Yes.
Yes.
The big rooster.
Yes, I know. Surprisingly, I didn't know his name, but I knew exactly.
I say foghorn leghorn there, boy.
Oh yeah, I know exactly who you're talking about.
Oh down, yeah, Mississippi now. Okay.
Mississippi. All right. Oh, by the way, while you're talking about
time right now.
While you're talking about the states,
yeah.
Tennessee and Georgia are tied for podcast. Just letting you know.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're tied.
Tied?
They're tied up.
Are they like in third and fourth place? What are they?
They're in fourth. Fourth and fifth.
Fourth and fifth?
Yeah.
Who's third?
Missouri.
What?
Yeah.
Well, I mean.
Come on, Missouri.
I'm not sure what to think of this. Well, I'll say, so mostly the SEC is involved.
Correct.
But somehow California got in there.
Yeah, California just jumped the gun.
It's okay. We love California. I used to live in California. Funny fact. Lived in Laguna, California. Sure did.
Wow.
I did. It was a rather raucous time in my life. I like to say that God sent me from there to have a 3-year time out overseas.
Oh, I lived in the Ventura area for a little bit.
Did I know that?
I think you did, maybe.
Okay.
I don't know.
People are wondering if we're ever going to talk about things on the show here. What is it?
We probably should get back to it.
Hey, Boomer, how you doing today? What's new with you? All right. Anyway. All right. Listen, number one of the Triple Dipper, is the pandemic really over? Well, okay, let me just start breaking down some sourcing here. You ready? So, the whole deal, the president comes out the other day. Now, he's the president of the United States of America. Like it or not, he's the guy in the office. The president. And the reason why it matters, and the reason why people are talking about him, you know, having to walk back his comments, are because when a president speaks, it's supposed to be because it is coming from a position of policy that has been well thought through, is not off the cuff. He's got literally an advisor for everything. He's got an advisor for how green the grass should be. I mean, he's got an advisor for everything. And so, you know, when the president goes out there and speaks, well, you tend to think that he just established or at least announced what has been discussed in the Oval Office, what has been hashed out with his advisors, what has been researched by his experts. Huh. So the president the other day, in a freewheeling sort of interview with 60 Minutes, he just basically, not basically, he literally said, the pandemic is over. So here's the deal. As soon as he did, all the crawfishing started. Crawfishing. If you ain't familiar with crawfishing, crawfish run backwards, all right? So everybody started crawfishing. And the next thing you know, you've got the White House trying to walk back his comments, and you've got, you know, members of the media that have been like all for the idea of big government and super controls. They don't want it to be over. I mean, that kills their news cycle. So their news cycle began to be how much we need the pandemic to not be over. So CNN here, dated September 21st, yesterday. Headline, the COVID-19 emergency may end, but there's no rule to say when the pandemic is over. In other words, he's not really the president setting policy. He really didn't have any advisors. This was like he's just a dude. He just said something like a dude, you know, on the street corner. That guy you heard on the subway platform. He's just a dude. Anyway, President Joe Biden, it says, lit a firestorm of controversy this week when he said in the interview that, quote, the pandemic is over. Is it really over? CNN asks. How do we know? Who gets to decide? Well, their comments are, pandemics don't have hard edges. Knowing where they start or stop is a judgment call, and there is not a clear authority that gets to make that decision. What the? Come on. So basically, they can announce a pandemic starts, but nobody can announce that it stops. Well, that's the most asinine thing I think I've ever heard. All right. Here's a major quote. J. Alex Navarro, Assistant Director of the Center for the History of Medicine at the University of Michigan Medical School. There's a title. I think we were all a bit shocked when the president said that, what he said on 60 Minutes, but I also think that in many ways he was just reflecting what many Americans already think and feel. No, he said the pandemic is over. Maybe he thinks that. Maybe that's actually what his office has decided to proclaim. Maybe they don't buy into the notion that, I don't know, pandemics are just last forever and no one gets to call, you know, ollie ollie income free. It says, because a pandemic is a global event, no single country or leader can decide it's over. Oh, he's just the president of the United States. Anyway, the world will probably have to reach a consensus, and that's something that may come as kind of an acknowledgement from the World Health Organization, or it might not. This is the biggest bunch of nothing in this article I've ever heard of. Well, we can't really say it's over. In fact, nobody can say it's over. We don't know if it's over. It might be them that says it's over, but it might not be them that says it's over. Over is kind of hard to define. What do you really mean by over? What kind of over are we over? This is ridiculous. Biden's comments don't change, it says, how the U.S. or other countries are responding to COVID-19. For now, it remains a public health emergency in the United States, according to the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and it's still a public health emergency of international concern, according to the World Health Organization. Okay, so here's the thing. It goes on, another spokesman said to CNN, at this point, the WHO is not saying whether it will recognize an end to the COVID-19 pandemic. It says WHO does not have a mechanism for declaring or ending a pandemic. Instead, he said, WHO will continue to assess the need for public health emergencies, and an expert committee meets every 3 months to do that. Well, if they can't declare it, then why do they have their committees meeting to discuss it? Last week, Tedros, which is the head of WHO, said the end of the pandemic is in sight, but we're not there yet. Well, if you can see it, then that means you know how to declare it. But if you can't see it, and you don't know how to declare it, and you don't have the authority to declare it, then what is it you're seeing? Okay. I apologize for trying to make sense, folks, but this is where we're at. So the President of the United States apparently made what some are now saying was an off-the-cuff, I'm-not-prepared-to-talk type comment. And, yeah, that's not going over very well with the people that really want there to still be a pandemic. Story from NBC. This one got my attention. Story from NBC. Dated September 19th. After President Joe Biden said the coronavirus pandemic is over in an interview Sunday, many people were left wondering how to reconcile his comment with the fact that the U.S. is still averaging about 500 COVID deaths every day. Okay, they don't want it to be over. They want to quickly remind us how dangerous a world it is out there. They want you to live in fear. The fear gave them more to report on. The fear of COVID is just as real sometimes as the actual implications and symptoms of COVID. It says disease experts said debating whether the pandemic is over overshadows a more important concern, the reality that COVID will remain a leading cause of death in the U.S. indefinitely. See, I'm telling you, they don't want to let it go. It's likely when we think of the causes of death in our society that COVID's on the list probably forever, said Dr. Bob Wachter, the chair of the University of California, San Francisco's Department of Medicine. Whether we call it a pandemic or not, it's still an important threat to people. If the trend continues, the U.S. could expect 113,000 to 188,000 deaths a year from COVID. They do, I will say, point out that flu can also kill up to 52,000 people annually. Flu and pneumonia combined were the ninth leading causes of death in 2020, but they fell out of the top 10 last year. Here's the part that got me. Got my highlights, got my notes. Experts said that COVID is likely to remain among the U.S.'s 10 leading causes of death for the foreseeable future, regardless of new vaccines, boosters, or treatments that might become available. Here's my question. If that's the case, if natural immunities and boosters upon boosters and boosters times boosters and boosting of boosters is not going to make a difference, then at what point are we going to stop holding our military accountable and discharging people from their careers? But they don't say that. They literally say, experts said COVID is likely to remain among the U.S.'s 10 leading causes of death for the foreseeable future, regardless of new vaccines, boosters, or treatments that might become available. So what you're telling me is, regardless of the vaccines, it's still going to be a leading cause of death. But yet we're still going to end people's careers and try to mess up their lives, even though this is an admission that it's not working. The Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation at the University of Washington that regularly models COVID deaths predicts a decline in COVID deaths over the next 2 months. So some experts are hopeful that COVID could drop in the U.S. cause of death rankings over time. Well, I would think that every expert would be hopeful of that. This whole thing is just panders to the fear mongers. Anyway, let me jump over here to this one because I like the Wall Street Journal. The Wall Street Journal. They can nail it sometimes. Wall Street Journal editorial board came out and said on September 19th, 3 days ago, President Biden finally dared to say it on Sunday, declaring an interview on CBS's 60 Minutes that the pandemic is over. Various public health eminences are saying he's wrong. But his comments recognize the reality of this disease at this stage and the public mood. The trouble is his administration is still not lifting its official findings of a COVID public health emergency. It says global deaths. See, here's what now CNN reports on it and NBC reports on it. And they say there's still going to be like 400 or 500 deaths, you know, every day. Well, there may be in a population of 300 and some odd million. There might be. But then it goes on to say in the Wall Street Journal that wasn't pointed out by CNN, global COVID deaths in the first week of September this year are the lowest they've been since March of 2020 when the pandemic began. That's a nice trend. Thank you, Wall Street Journal, for pointing it out. COVID has become significantly less lethal, they say, as most people in the U.S. and the world have gained some level of immunity from either vaccination or infection. But for most Americans, COVID is no worse than a bad flu. If you're up to date on your vaccines today and you avail yourself of the treatments, your chances of dying from COVID are vanishingly rare and certainly much lower than your risk of getting into trouble with the flu. It says, but if that's right, here's the question. If that's right, why has not the president also declared an end to the public health and national emergencies? If the pandemic is over, then so is the emergency, says the Wall Street Journal. Yet the administration continues to extend the public health emergency that was first declared in January of 2020. The reason is almost certainly money, it says. A March 2020 COVID law enables the government to hand out billions of dollars in welfare benefits to millions of people, as long as the emergency is still in effect. This includes more generous food stamps and a restriction on state work environments. It limits states from removing from their Medicaid rolls individuals who are otherwise no longer financially able. The Foundation for Government Accountability estimates these ineligibles cost nearly $16 billion a month. Most outrageous, it says, only weeks ago, the administration used a separate national emergency declaration related to the pandemic to justify canceling $500 billion in student debt. There's the bottom line, folks. They don't want the pandemic to be over. Two reasons, control and money. Control and money. I'm telling you right now, what they want to do is continue to stir fear because that gives them more control and they can spend more money. Now, I am, by the way, not a COVID denier, to use their term. I'm not even a vaccine denier, to use their term. If you want to get vaccinated, I encourage you to talk to your medical provider and make the decision that is best for you. But the whole idea that this is going to be something that we have to continue to fight forward and slog our way through and live in fear and mask the children, and you got to get the 19th booster even though it doesn't have any effect, and you're going to lose your military career, and we're going to keep making your life miserable, and we're going to keep spending billions of dollars a day. That's got to stop. Someone's got to be the adult in the room on that one. All right, folks, we'll go ahead and take a break right now. We'll take the break. We will come back. Top of the hour, you're going to want to hear. We'll cap this whole segment off with Dr. Jordan Vaughn speaking to it from a medical perspective. What is he seeing out there in the world of COVID? How are we doing? I'd love to hear his thoughts. We're going to hear that at 3 o'clock. And I got to wrap this segment up a little bit with some stuff about Alabama and what the courts are saying about masking our kids. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back. And we're back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. Saving the world one soundbite at a time. Hey, the text lines are open, by the way. 833-68-RIGHT. You can text the word right side if it's your first time, and we will get you in the system. Need to know your name, where you're from, so we can say things like, Paul from Athens just texted me. He said, with regards to the pandemic, it's over when the elf on the shelf says it's over. That's, he's talking about Fauci. That's Paul was on a roll the other day too, man. But yeah, all right, listen, you want to text in or call in for that matter, 833-687-4448. That's 833-68-RIGHT. Text lines are open now. Hey, so with regards to number one of the triple dipper, is the pandemic really over? Interesting thing is, here's the president of the United States saying that the pandemic is over. And then there's his administration going, wait. He didn't mean it's over. What he meant was, you know, these are the sentiments of the average person. Well, no, it doesn't work like that. I hereby declare war. Now, you didn't mean declaring war. That's just talking about the sentiments of the average person. I mean, come on, man. He's the president of the United States. And when he speaks, it's supposed to mean something. That's why he was doing a scheduled interview with, I'm sure, somewhat pre-planned topics for which he has advisors who have likely helped him to form his opinions, and yet he said this, and they still had to walk it back. It's unreal. Well, in the meantime, things that are going on, CDC came out, this is July 27th, so we're what, we're looking at about a month and a half ago. CDC said that all but 17 counties in Alabama should wear masks again. So the CDC's guidance was most of Alabama should have a mask on. Now, I'm not sure how it applies now. I pulled this article off of CBS 42. It was dated July 27th. People in nearly every county in Alabama should go back to wearing masks indoors again due to the rising number of COVID cases, said the CDC. Okay. Just had somebody texting me again. Who was that a moment ago? I think it was actually Paul from Athens again, said he saw a woman today had a mask on in her car by herself, get out and walk across a parking lot by herself with her mask still on. And she is indeed a sheep. And I get it. By the way, if you want to wear a mask in a public setting, then I, you know what? That is your call. It's, for some people, it's a fashion statement. But yeah, this is this whole idea of riding by yourself in the car with the mask on. Just saying, it makes you one of those. You know what I'm saying? We got a caller. I just realized. Yeah. Boomer, I'm just sitting here just talking away. Who we got? Oh, is that line three? Sparky from Harvest. How you doing, Sparks?
Hey, I'm good. Great to hear from you and Boomer. I'm with you. If somebody chooses to wear a mask, two masks, nine masks, get nine boosters, get the shot, get more jabs, I say you should do that. And you should be free to do that. And just please leave me alone when I'm free to not do any of the above. What amazes me about the old sleepy Uncle Joe Biden interview, I guess it was on 60 Minutes or whatever that was that CBS? I'm amazed, as heavily edited as that entire piece was, and it was severely edited because, well, you know what I mean, they probably had to have a whole lot cut out because it was incoherent. But I'm amazed they left in that part. You know, you think they'd stay with the program that the pandemic is something they need to milk and milk and milk at least through the next two elections. And then they actually dared to show the man mumbling that the pandemic was over. I'm good on CBS. I'm so proud of them for finally doing a little bit of, I don't know, journalism.
That's a great point. I mean, there were several nuggets in that interview, not just the pandemic. There was the whole changing of the One China policy. There was you know, looking at any number of things that were just different than what his administration had been putting out or what he even said in the past. So I guess you're right. In that one regard, we should be somewhat admiring of 60 Minutes that they kept it all intact.
Unless they are on a program to get rid of him at some strategic point, right? And this is all part of that. And I'll believe that before I believe they have journalistic integrity.
Your point is well taken. Sparky, you have a great day, man. We're up against the break.
You bet.
All right, folks. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Coming back up, we should have Dr. Jordan Vaughn with the organization Concerned Doctors on the phone with us. We'll talk about the close down of the pandemic, or is it? Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Be right back.